Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door.
Familiar strains mean it's time for another Sunday Night. This is Richard K. Allison, and we have a doozy of a show for you tonight. 54 minutes of good stuff. It may seem like a long time, but it goes by real fast. All the regulars are on hand. Jeff Miller and his refreshment committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band and singers, and our special guests tonight, one of our favorite singers around these parts, Jan Barrett, and her hubba hubba hubby, the tuba man himself, Rob Barrett. Brooke Berry is with us, so go ahead, live dangerously, hang up the phone, call back tomorrow, gather around the family boombox, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Anymore.
Yeah! Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to another thrilling edition of Sunday Night. We think it's going to be thrilling. I'm sure it will be full of surprises for you as well as for us. This evening, we are going to highlight a theme. We do this every once in a while. In fact, we do this most of the time. We just don't tell you about it, all right? But sometimes we do, and this evening we are going to grapple with the theme of failure. Oh, boy, that's good. Can you hear the dials clicking off all over the country right now? No, this is going to be fun. Oh, we're going to have some fun things about failure and talk about failure. Would you just sort of get the failure out of the way for the week, okay? And start on Monday nice and fresh and feeling better. Actually, failure does not have to be an enemy. In a lot of ways, failure can be a friend. And we'll be talking about that tonight. We're coming to you from our home base, Maranatha Hall, on the campus of Northwestern College in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota. Got Jeff Miller standing here with me. And Jeff,
yes.
The things we learn about failure in our lives usually come from older people.
Yes.
That's where the wisdom lies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a little song here. You know, I have always tried as best I can to nurture Jeffrey along.
Yes.
And as
my elder.
Yes. And as an example, we thought we would let you in on a little slice of our relationship to let you know. I mean, this scene probably took place years ago.
Right. Because I learned so quickly from you.
Yeah, that's right. But it did start off a little something like this. Jeffrey, nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up,
yeah,
dust myself off, and start all over again. Now listen closely, don't lose your confidence. If you slip, be grateful for a pleasant trip, and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son.
Great.
Will you remember the famous men who had to fail to rise again? Just take a deep breath. Let's hear it. Good. Pick yourself up. Very good. Dust yourself off. Start all over again.
I'll get some self-assurance if your endurance is great.
I'll do my best, Jeff.
I'll learn by easy stages if you're courageous and wait.
I'll try.
To feel the strength I want to, I must hang on to your hand.
As long as Mary doesn't mind.
Maybe by the time I'm 40, they'll no longer call me Shorty. Nothing's impossible, I have found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up.
Good!
Dust myself off.
That's a boy!
Start all over again.
Ha ha! Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again.
Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won.
I think you've got it. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son.
Yes!
Will you remember the famous men
who had to fall to rise again?
That's right.
I'll take a deep breath
and pick yourself up. Dust myself off.
Yeah.
And start all over again.
Thanks for the advice.
Anytime, little buddy. Our special guest this evening, Jana Lasky Barrett. See how easily that comes to the tongue. Do you still have trouble with that, people calling you by your maiden name?
Well, I still use that as part of my singing name,
oh,
Jana
do
Lasky
you?
Barrett. Yeah, my first album came out as Jani Lasky, so keep
All
the...
All right, so keep it in there so people don't get confused.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, it's great to have you back.
Thanks.
Well, this first song you're doing this evening
It's called Changing World.
And was written by Mike Donnelly.
That's right.
Tell us how this song came about. What's
well, a year ago, Rob and I were on a concert tour in Estonia, and the very first place that I was singing at was a public school, and we asked the administrators there if we could talk about Jesus Christ, and they said, well, of course, that's why you're here. And we said, well, the reason why we're asking that is because in America, we don't have that sort of freedom. And they said, well, America's the free country. What kind of freedom is that?
How about that?
So when we got back, we were sharing these things with Mike, and he wrote this next song for me.
And the whole gang is going to join in on this,
That's
right?
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Sunday Night. Jana Lasky Barrett.
Falling
Thank you, Jan. It's terrific. She'll be back. Say, in keeping with our theme of failure this evening, Jeffrey Miller and his refreshment committee are here with the story of one of the most famous failures of all time, but one that gives hope to us all.
Feeling footloose and frisky,
whee!
A feather-brained fellow, yo, forced his fond father to fork over the farthings. He flew far to foreign fields, feasting fabulously with faithless friends. Finally, facing famine and fleeced by his fellows in folly, he found himself a feed flinger in a filthy farmyard. Fairly famishing, he fain would have filled his frame with foraged food from the fodder fragments.
Phooey! My father's flunkies fare far fancier!
The fugitive fumed feverishly, frankly facing facts. Frustrated by failure and filled with foreboding, he fled forthwith to his family. Falling at his father's feet, he floundered forlornly.
Father, I have flunked and fruitlessly forfeited family favor.
But the faithful father, forestalling further flinching, frantically flagged down the flunkies.
Fetch forth the finest fatling and fix a feast.
The fugitive's fault-finding fratter frowned on the fickle forgiveness of former falderall. His fury flashed, but fussing was futile. The far-sighted father figured, such filial fidelity is fine, but what forbids fervent festivity? For the fugitive is found.
Yay!
Unfurl the flags, with fanfares flaring. Let fun and frolic freely flow. Former failure is forgotten.
What?
Folly forsaken. Forgiveness forms the foundation of future fortitude.
Fantastic. Bruce Pearson, good to have you back with us. Step right up there to Jeffrey S. Miller's personal autographed microphone. It's great to have you and your band back.
Thank you.
What a great group. You did a little pre-show number for us today, but our radio folks haven't heard you yet. This is called what? Give us the official name.
This is the Limehouse Blues.
The Limehouse Blues, played by whom?
Well, many bands, Count Basie, but now our band.
And what is the name of your band?
This is the Northwestern College Big Band.
All right. Would you welcome, please, to Sunday night, Bruce Pearson and the Northwestern College Big Band. Northwestern College Big Band. Thanks, Bruce. And now, in our relentless effort to keep you, our treasured listeners, up to date, up to par, and up to your ears in news of the needless and the nonsensical, we bring you our own resident authority on all of the above. Welcome with me, won't you, Doc Murphy?
Thank you.
Well, Doc, it's good to see you again.
Yes, it certainly is.
Doc, you haven't been with us in quite some time.
Well, that's right, Richard.
Where have you been?
Well, these special reports don't just fly onto the paper, you know.
Oh, of course not.
They require research.
Certainly.
And time.
I know.
And careful analysis.
Obviously.
And skill.
That's true.
And appropriate financial reward.
Ah. Well, I heard you were a free agent again. Contract signed?
As of this morning.
Oh, good. And now you're right back at work?
That's right, Richard.
Well, Doc, I understand the topic you've investigated for us tonight is one near and dear to your heart. Failure.
Richard, are you casting derogatory aspersions?
I wouldn't think of it.
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. Anyway, you are correct. It has long disturbed me that we always hear the success stories, the new heights, the new lengths, the new inventions, the new solutions, and we never hear about the process which led to them.
That's very true, Doc.
Which means we only get part, often a very small part, of the total picture.
Hmm.
I mean, you show me success, and I'll show you many attempts and countless failures.
Because it takes failure to get to success, right, Doc?
Right, Richard.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody knows who invented the light bulb.
The scientific genius Thomas Edison.
Yes, but do they know he labored years and endured hundreds of failures before he achieved success?
Maybe not.
Everyone has heard about Benjamin Franklin discovering electricity with his kite and key.
Uh-huh.
But we never hear about Ben's competitive neighbor, Frank Benjamin.
No.
Ben learned a lot from Frank.
How's that?
Well, Frank was trying to get a leg up on Ben in the discovery department. He, too, stood on his roof during an earlier thunderstorm, but instead of a kite, Frank was holding a fire poker.
I see.
So did he.
Uh-huh.
And Ben turned a tragic failure into great success.
I guess so.
Kind of like quiche.
I beg your pardon?
Never mind. So I've been researching the predecessors of success.
And have brought your results to us here tonight in order to inform, inspire, and edify.
Yes.
So that by seeing another's failure, who has gone on to success, we will be encouraged to persevere.
Exactly.
Ah.
But rather than research examples from hundreds of years ago...
Library closed this weekend?
That's right. I've selected models from our own time.
Well, Doc, tell us what you found.
Richard, as a longtime musical theater actor, you are no doubt familiar with the famous composing duo Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Oh, yes, Doc. The creators of Oklahoma, The King and I, Carousel. And in fact, I played the lead in Carousel once.
I remember that. And don't forget The Sound of Music.
Ooh, one of their biggies.
Well, Richard, did you know that before The Sound of Music, Rodgers and Hammerstein created a musical about hospitals, doctors, and healthcare called The Sound of Mucus?
No.
Failed miserably. Yep. Maria leaves the confines of a research cubicle to help a large, quarantined Austrian family battle the outbreak of a stubborn virus. In it, she sings this song.
Throat cultures, aspirin, syringes, and tea. These are a few of my favorite things. When they're coughing, when they're wheezing, when they're feeling sad, I give them a few of my favorite things.
Wow, Doc, that's news to me.
But when Richard and Oscar saw it didn't work, did they quit?
No.
No, they changed a few things and went on to great success. Here's another.
Right.
Before creating the hit TV show Roseanne, the writers piloted a show called Rosanza, a remake of the Old West shows with a large woman who inherits and runs a ranch with her dysfunctional family.
Oh, for crying out loud, get off that horse, get your butt in here and clean your room.
The things you learn on this show.
And before there was L.A. Law, there was L.A. Paw. The story of an incredible dog that tracks down the criminals of one of America's largest cities, standing up for morality and social issues, but not immune to the everyday temptations of a pretty tale.
Another one that missed me, Doc.
Yep. Finally, before there was Gone with the Wind, there was a rather long study for a lengthy book called Gone with My Kin. Yes.
Huh, didn't know that.
Yeah, this was a chapter right out of American history in which a rural family of hand knitters in the late 19th century faces the changes of the Industrial Revolution.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a darn.
That's it.
Amazing, Doc. Thank you for that fascinating report on learning from failure and turning it to success. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc Murphy. Oh, wow. Hey, there's lots more to come on this edition of Sunday Night. Let's see. What do we have coming up here? We've got Jan Barrett coming back. We've got a final song. And another, audience questions. My most memorable failure. Lots of fun stuff coming ahead. So stay with us. Now, let me introduce to you the Riot Group of First Baptist Church of Cambridge, Minnesota. Thank you, and welcome back to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. Another of our guests this evening we're delighted to have is Rob Barrett. Now, you're probably wondering, is this Jan's brother? Father?
You'd be in trouble, then, right?
This is Rob's wife, who was singing for us a little earlier. Rob is an accomplished musician, arranger, studio technician, and producer. Very talented young man, and he's got his tuba with us tonight. Rob, what do you have cooked up? You always have a surprise or two up your sleeve when you come here to Sunday Night. Tell us about it.
Well, first I have to tell you, I was a little offended in a way. You know, they asked me on, and then I go, what's the show about? Failures. We wanted to have you on. So, and the tuba, especially, tuba players are real.
You're a little sensitive, aren't you, to begin with?
Our soloistic capabilities. So I was a little concerned. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff written for tuba in biblical literature, when the tuba shall sound with the sound of tubas. And and there's one more that talks especially about what the tuba does. There's one song that, dear to my heart, that talks about it. So we're going to do an arrangement of that.
All right. This is Rob Barrett with the New American Standard Band and Rob's very big friend.
Yeah, Barrett and his tuba. Thank you, Rob.
This part of the show has been brought to you by MPPI, the Minnesota Public Prayer Institute. MPPI reminds you that every time you pray in public, there may be hundreds of people listening in, so don't blow it. How many times have you been asked to pray in front of your church and have had this happen?
Oh, our Heavenly Father, we really want to thank you for things, and we want to pray for Steve Garvey, but someone else, and who did that thing with that thing, you know, that he had over there, and we thank you for our food. Amen.
Sad, isn't it? This is the same person now, after completing our 10-week course in public prayer, where you learn that your listeners are not only praying, but they have their eyes closed. They can't talk to each other. They can't read anything. And they are the perfect advertising audience.
Lord, help us. Help us to be changing people, especially in the nursery, Lord. Somehow let those people know we need 3 more people for next week, Lord. And Lord, let those interesting volunteers know that we could call Judy Hopkins at her home between 2 and 5:30 or use the sign-up sheet in the back of the narthex. And Lord, thank you for Bob's Auto Repair. God bless those people, and for this week's muffler and alignment special for only $49.99 with coupon. And thank you for our food. Amen.
The Minnesota Public Prayer Institute, because God listens, and so does everybody else. Brooke Berry. Oh, dear. It's great to have Brooke with us. See, we asked our audience to help us out a little bit by sharing with us some of their most memorable failures on this particular evening where we're highlighting failures. I like this one. Not staying in California. Yeah, I can kind of feel that way this time of year. Here's one. During my first fifth grade band concert, I gotcha, I was playing crash cymbals. The whole band had a full measure rest, 3 count, then everybody played again. Well, I came in on beat 3, which was wrong. You need a percussionist? I was changing little Nikki's diaper, bent over to get a diaper out of the drawer and forgot to cover up little Nikki. Wet. Oh, boy. There's some great ones here. My most memorable failure was not getting the full-time teaching position I thought I desired. It was a blessing in disguise. I taught half and then spent wonderful, memorable time with my 3 young children. That's wonderful. Here, Tammy from Slate, Minnesota says her most memorable failure was driver's ed. The instructor made me walk home. Oh, that's great. Well, she's not one of our most memorable failures, but she is certainly one of our more memorable guests. We're just so happy to have Jan Alasky Barrett back with us, and I'm going to do a couple more songs for us. Jan, I understand that one of them, at least, was written by our music director, Mike Donnelly. Another one. What is Mike Donnelly night for you?
What a night.
Is it the first song or the second song you're going
first
to sing?
First song, Jeremiah 29:11.
All right, take it away.
I have for you, declares the Lord.
the plans I have for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I know the plans I have for you. Thank you. do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find solace there. Just take it to
Jan Alasky-Barrett. I think one of the most present concerns of a parent is the fear of failing your children. The fear that you won't have enough time, that you won't have enough money, you won't have enough wisdom, maybe you won't live long enough. You know, you don't want to fail as a parent. A few weeks ago, my 16-year-old had a date. Now, those of you who are regular listeners to Sunday Night know that I'm referring to my oldest, my daughter, Inga. This was not a standard date, not a traditional date. This was the kind of date where the girl did the asking. It was a school-sponsored event, one of those rare times when everybody's doing it, Dad, has a ring of truth. So naturally, Inga wanted to take part, and she had a boy in mind. My first question was, why does it have to be a boy? I mean, I thought that was a legitimate question. She's got girlfriends she enjoys being with. Why the big deal about this boy? But everybody was doing it, and so what could I say? Anyhow, the evening arrived, and Inga needed two things, gas and money. So I took off with the car, filled it with gas, stopped at the cash machine, swung by the car wash, and got the old buggy spotless and shiny. You see, I was kind of getting into this, you know. Inga was waiting in the driveway for me when I got back home. She kissed me goodbye, hopped into the car. I quickly asked her, now, do you know where you're going, sweetheart? She said, yep, Mall of America, parking ramp 6, Tennessee, down the escalator to the Alamo restaurant. I said, good. She sounded prepared to me. So I was glad, in fact, that she had so many details and directions to occupy her mind, keep her mind off boys, you know, and this boy in particular. So a half hour later, it hit me. I haven't given her the money. I mean, I can picture this. She would pick up this gorilla, this boy. Sorry. Pick up, you know, I'm gradually dealing with this. It's tough. I mean, it's my first 16-year-old. Then she would pick up her friend, and then her friend's date, and they would go to the Mall of America. They would feast at the Alamo. Then Inga would go to pay the check, and she would die. I mean, she would, on the spot, drop dead, massive coronary. I mean, no money. What was I going to do? In the book of 2 Kings, there's a wonderful story about a mother facing a very strong possibility of failing her children big time. And in the process of dealing with this, she becomes a sparkling model of faith and trust in God. Listen to this. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing here at all, except a little oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him, and afterward shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. And when all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another one." But he replied,
There's not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." Now, my crisis didn't come close to what this woman was facing. This was a major tragedy in the making. And what was her response? "Oh, I knew God was going to do something like this. Ow, the moment Fred told me he was going into the ministry, I knew the devil would be after us." No, no, she didn't say that. She went to the man of God. Her first action to solve this crisis was to seek God's guidance. And when the man of God asked her what she could do or what she had, she made available to God all that she had. And when she was told what to do, she obeyed God's directions. She sought God's direction. She made all that she had available to God, and she obeyed God's commands. And all of this without knowing how the story would end. That's the part that kills me. The faith of one woman. Oh, to have a faith that believes God is who he is and will do what he promises and will do abundantly more than we could ever ask. How did Inga do? I know you're all wondering about this, aren't you? Well, remember what she said as she was leaving? It was amazing. As we thought about it afterwards, why would she tell me all of that information? She told me exactly where she was going. So I was at the bottom of that escalator at the Mall of America when she arrived with her date and friend and her friend's date. She didn't know why I was there until I held up the money. Oh, she was overwhelmed. She hadn't even thought of it. She hugged me and kissed me. I didn't even have to ask her to do that. And I felt so happy, I can't tell you. And I can imagine that day in Israel, 3,000 plus years ago, God feeling that same kind of glow. It always feels that way when you come through for those you love. It always feels that way when real love is not at work. In this world, Jesus said, you will have trouble. You will have failure. But I have overcome the world. The love of Jesus, a healing love, a redeeming love, love that overcomes all things. It takes a lot to be silent when somebody does you wrong. It takes a lot to just stand there, choosing to be meek, appearing to be weak. But love is strong. Love is strong. It can move a mountain. It can roll away the storm. Love is strong. Love is strong. It never demands its own way. No, love never demands its own. Without pushing me at all, with your tender ways you wooed me. You turned my life around.
you barely made a sound. Love is strong, love is strong. It can move a mountain, it can roll away the storm.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Sunday Night is a production of Northwestern College Radio, Allison Ministries, and the Refreshment Committee. Technical director is Travis Ludwig. House engineers tonight, Travis Ludwig and Chris Wild. Kurt Olson and Don Malley are radio engineers. Stage manager is Ken Hannestead. Thank you to our auditorium crew, Jeff Kirkwold and Tim Perry. Thanks to Brooke Berry for writing for us tonight. Thanks to the New American Standard Band, Mike Donnelly, Scott Melchow, Kenny Holman, Jesse Wheeler, and Emmanuel Kariaku. Angie Gisselson and Mary Miller are the Refreshment Committee, and Mike Donnelly, Karen Deers, and Lisa LeMahieu are the New American Standard Band singers. Our associate producer is Judy Hannestead. The executive producer of Sunday Night is Paul Ramsier. Michael Pierce Donnelly is our music director, co-creative director Jeffrey S. Miller. Thanks to our guests tonight, Mr. Brooke Berry, the Northwestern College Big Band with Bruce Pearson. Thanks to Rob Barrett and Jan Alasky Barrett. Ah, what a full evening we've had. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. Say, remember, love is strong. God's love is strong. Redeeming, healing, overcoming. We'll look for you next week. Good night, everybody.
Be sure to listen each Sunday afternoon at 4 all summer long for rebroadcast of the program Sunday Night right here on Faith Radio.